The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half as they trail Valonia 32-29. Out on the floor for Mount Holmes, it is Luke Cruz, Talon Benton, Garrett Deechee, David Waymeyer, and Hunter Bashirs. Cruz will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. And he's going to get in to Deechee on the left wing. He drills out down into the corner, kicks out to Cruz on the wing. He's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass, a little strong, no good. Waymeyer goes back up with it. His shot was partially blocked, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Trey Kelly picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Eagles. We are 8 seconds into this third quarter as David Waymeyer goes back to the free throw line. First shot is up, no good. He is now two of six from the free throw line with 12 points. Second shot is up, and he gets a second. He now has 13 points. That cuts Valonia's lead back to two, 32-30 our score. Ball goes over on the right side to Britton for the Eagles. Gives it on a low block to Kelly. Now Kelly's going to be called for the offensive foul. That's his fourth. Kelly picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half. So he's going to go right back to the bench and be replaced by Caleb Barrow. We are 23 seconds into the second half. The inbound pass goes to Bashirs. It's a full court man-to-man for Valonia. Mount Holmes moving right to left in this second half. Bashirs dribbles to the right corner. Now goes towards the low block. His pass is knocked away. Ball still loose. Now picked up by Cruz, and Mount Holmes was going to keep possession. Now Cruz going towards the paint. Kicks out to Bashirs in the right wing. To Cruz in the corner. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound controlled by Barrow. Back come the Eagles. Growers throws it into the front court to Neely. Now Neely going down towards the lane. His pass is knocked away. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Valonia will inbound it with 7:06 left in the third quarter. 32-30, the Eagles leading it. Neely will inbound it, trying to get in. Now it finally does to Caleb Johnson. Now ball goes to Growers. Now Neely has it. Mountain Home in a, looks like a 2-3 zone right now. Neely dribbles between the circles, throws it on the right side to Britton. Back over to Neely, over on the left wing to Growers. Finds Britton in the corner. His pass to Barrow. Barrow's going to pull up for the three-pointer, will not go. Rebound controlled by Waymeyer, and back come the Bombers. Here is Benton into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it to Cruz on the left wing. He's going to give it to Deechee in the corner. Up top now to Bashirs. Over to Cruz on the right side. Up top to Deechee. Now finds Waymeyer in the paint. He's going in for the layup off the glass and in. And we're tied up at 32 all. David Waymeyer with 15 points. And back quickly going, pulling up for the three is Valonia. They can't get it to go. Offensive rebound for the Eagles. Here's Goers throwing it to Barrow. Now to Britton. Now to Neely. Now he's going to give it to Barrow on the low block. His layup is good, and he draws the foul. A three-point play coming up for Caleb Barrow. That foul is on David Waymeyer, his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. So with 5:50 left in this third quarter, it will be Caleb Barrow at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 4 points. Barrow's free throw is up. Flat shots, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. 34-32, Valonia on top. Here is Benton into the front court. His pass, well, trying to no-look pass, was ill-advised as as Valerian comes up with a steal. Here's Goers on the low block. Now he dribbles out to the left wing. Goes cross court to Neely. Now Johnson has it near the right corner. Now he dribbles out toward the wing, trying to figure out where to go with it. And he just has the ball stolen away from him by Mount Tom. Here's Bashir's giving it to DC, who's going into the lane for the layup. Does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Caleb Johnson, and back come the Eagles. Here's Goers into the front court for Valonia, throwing it to Britton. Britton is going to go cross court to Neely, down the corner to Barrow. Now Barrow going into the lane, going up for the layup. His shot was blocked by Waymire, and Mount Tom comes up with the ball. Bashir's across the timeline for the Bombers. Up top to Benton, over to Cruz on the left side. Cross court to Bashir's. Finds Waymire on the low block. Now kicks up top to Deechee. He's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good! Garrett Deechee with his first 2 points of the season, and we're tied at 34 all. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Here's Barrow on top for the Eagles. Throws over to Neely on the left wing. Neely is going to dribble into the corner. Now goes back out to the wing. He's going to go back to the corner. Loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And Mount Tom's going to get it back on the turnover. And Valonia's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 4:17 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom and Valonia knotted up at 34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Valonia taking their first time out of the game as Mountain Home is tied with the Eagles at 34 all with 4:17 left in the third quarter. Just lost the handle of the ball that Hunter Neely did, and was right there at the baseline. And went out of bounds with it. Cruz will trigger the inbound pass. Throws it into Bashir's as it's a full court man-to-man once again for the Eagles. Bashir's into the front court. Gives it to Peters. Peters has him between the circles. Now drills to the right side. Finds Bashir's on the wing. Up top to Deechee. Over to Cruz on the right. Up top once again to Deechee. Finds Waymire on the low block for the layup off the glass and in. Mount Tom back on top, 36-34, with less than 4 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Here's Neely back the other way. He's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Goers. He's going to go back towards the lane. Now kicks out to Johnson on the other side of the paint. Now he's going to try to go for the layup to go around Deechee. He can't get it to go, and Deechee gets the rebound. Back comes Mount Tom. Here is Peters into the front court. He has the ball on the left wing up top to Deechee. Deechee's going into the lane, loses the handle of the ball, and Neely comes up with the steal. Back come the Eagles. Neely into the lane for the layup. They're going to call foul well before the shot, though, and it'll be a foul on the floor. Valonia will inbound on the baseline. Hunter Bashir's picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two here in the second half against Mountain Home. Bashir's and Deechee will both take a seat as they're replaced by Luke Dibble and Baylor Cresilius. Caleb Johnson also checks out of the game. I think he was replaced by Corbin Watson. Neely will inbound it. Gets into Barrow on the low block. Throws it out to Britton. His three-pointer misses everything. Ball almost went out of bounds, but it was saved in by Goers. And he gives it to Corbin Watson, and he's called for the offensive foul. Watson just lost control a little bit. That's his second personal foul, team foul number three. Against Valonia here in the second half. 3:13 left in the third quarter. Mount Tom gets the ball back, leading by two. 36-34 is our score. Peters into the front court for the Bombers. Now throws it to Cresilius in the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Dibble. Now tries to throw it back to Cresilius and went off his foot. And Britton comes up with the steal. He's back the other way, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Jordan Britton with 8 points, and we're tied up at 36 all. 2:43 left in the third quarter. Peterson back the other way, going into the lane, now kicks it to Waymire. He loses, I thought he was about to lose his footing, but he's able to go up with it and can't get it to go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 2:37 left in the third quarter. Waymire at the free throw line for the four or two shots. First one up, no good. That foul, by the way, was on Corbin Watson. That's his third personal foul, team foul number four against Bologna. Luke Dibble's going to check out of the game to be replaced by Talon Benton. One more chance to give Mountain Home the lead back for David Waymire. Second shot is up, good. He now has 18 points, 37-36. Mountain Home leading. Here's Goers on the other end. He has it on the left side. Now he's hanging down into the lane. Now kicks it out to Barrow. He's going to pull up on the right side for the three-pointer. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound for Watson. Almost has the ball knocked away from him. Now it kicks out to Neely. He's going to pull up for the three on the left wing. Good. Hunter Neely with his first 3 points of the night. 39-37. Back comes Mountain Home trying to tie this game back up on a layup by Peters. He can't get it to go. And Barrow gets the rebound back. Up come the Eagles. Here is Britton throwing it to Barrow. His three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Watson. He kicks out to Goers. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Another offensive rebound. Almost fought for by a couple of teammates, but Valonia is able to keep possession of it. Here's Neely with the ball on the left side. He's going to dribble between the circles. Looks like Bashirs will check in at the next available time. Lower minute and a half left to play in this third quarter. It's a two-point Bologna lead. 39-37 is our score. Neely dribbles toward the right side. Kick throws it across court to Barrow. Barrow will have his pass knocked away, but Neely is able to keep possession of it. Throws to Goers in the right corner. His three-pointer does not go. Offensive rebound for Barrow. He goes back over there. Can't get to go. Another offensive rebound for Bologna. And the ball goes back out top to Neely. Wow, just Bologna is just crashing those offensive boards. Mountain Home doesn't seem to have an answer for it right now. Ball goes over to Goers and they're near the right corner. He throws it to Neely just outside the lane. Now he drills out to the corner. 56 seconds left in the third quarter. Neely finds Watson on the low block, and he's going to be called for the travel. Hunter Bashirs will check into the game for Mountain Home with 50.6 seconds left as Baylor Cresilius will head to the bench. Again, Valonia on top, 39-37. Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass, gets it into Cruz. Now Cruz brings it into the front court, going into the lane, and I believe, I thought they were about to call an offensive foul. Instead, they call a blocking foul, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding on the baseline. I think it was the right call. I just thought that he was about to call it the other way. That foul is on Corbin Watson. It's his fourth personal foul, team foul number five against Bologna. Watson and Britton are both going to head to the bench to be replaced by Tyler Moran. I'll see if I can catch the other sub. Ben takes an inbound pass. And he has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Bologna. Back the other way. Coming to the Eagles. That was Austin Coots checking into the game. And I believe he's going to be called for the travel. Bologna is going to turn it back over with 37 seconds left in the third quarter. Now Goers is going to take a seat as he's replaced by Landon Hill. Bashirs inbounds it to Peters. Peters quickly back the other way. He has it on the right wing. Now throws up top to Bashirs. 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Again, it's a two-point Bologna lead right now. 39-37 is the count. Here is Benton with it up top. 15 seconds left. Still dribbling near the half-court stripe. 10 seconds. Now throws to Cruz. Now gives it back to Benton. Benton is going to drive towards the lane. Now throws it to Waymire in the paint. And he's going to be fouled going up. And he's going to head to the line for another pair of free throws. 1.8 seconds left in the third quarter. That foul is called on Caleb Barrow. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number six against Bologna. The next one will put Mountain Home in the bonus. Again, this is a two-shot opportunity for Waymire. First one is up, no good. Well, they won't be able to tie it before the end of the quarter. They can't cut the margin to a point, though, with this next free throw. Second shot for Waymire. He misses both. Rebound controlled by Moran. He tries to do one last heave before the buzzer. He can't get it to go. We've reached the end of the third quarter. After 24 minutes of play, our score, Mountain Home trailing Valonia 39-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation.